WHO, UN continue to push pandemic preparedness treaty. By Mark Anderson. This writer attended a virtual World Health Organization press conference September 20 to document what the New York Times, the nation's illustrious newspaper of record, evidently has failed to report, including in its September 21 and September 22 editions, the WHO's announcement that the United Nations 193 member states have approved a high-level political declaration on pandemic prevention, preparedness and response. The declaration is a strong signal from countries that they are committed to learning the lessons of the COVID-19 pandemic and to strengthening the world's defenses against pandemics, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus stated at the beginning of the September 20 midday press conference, immediately after the UN General Assembly discussed and greenlighted the declaration. Curiously, The Times reported on different UN General Assembly matters at the very same time concerning climate change and Ukraine, with nary a word on the relentless UNWHO movement toward a global pandemic treaty and updated international health regulations, both of which are on a parallel track. The treaty, referred to as an accord or instrument by the UN and WHO, apparently to downplay the matter in the eyes of the US Senate that's tasked with consenting to treaties, is targeted for completion in May of 2024. This high-level declaration is a major step toward that goal. AFP also tuned into the General Assembly's morning deliberation September 20, when scores of delegates all read from the same hymn book on how the UN, via its WHO component in the UN system, must heed key lessons learned from the recent pandemic by arranging for universal healthcare coverage on a worldwide basis, while making sure COVID injections and various vaccinations are readily available for even the poorest countries, largely by making richer nations foot the bill. Apparently, there were no General Assembly statements or discussions regarding the clear hazards of receiving experimental mRNA COVID injections, erroneously defined as traditional vaccines, that were rushed to market with little in the way of carefully administered experimental trials based on honest science. Typical assembly statements came from representatives of Haiti and Thailand. Haiti's spokesman noted that COVID exposed the inequities and injustice of our world and that technology transfers are needed to help poorer nations keep pace with richer ones, along with dependable finances and universal access to vaccines, medications, and diagnostic tools. Meanwhile, Thailand's delegate stressed that a new paradigm of cooperation is needed worldwide to enhance pandemic preparedness en route to a digital health system. Moreover, Malta's spokesman noted, "What happens anywhere, happens everywhere," as all the delegates concurred that the next worldwide pandemic is only a matter of time. "We owe it to those we have lost to learn the painful lessons COVID-19 has taught us, and to make the changes that will keep our children and grandchildren safer from the pandemics of the future," Ghebreyesus, the director general of the WHO, added at the press conference. "Because we know that the next pandemic is a question of when, not if." In the declaration approved today, member states have demonstrated that even at this time of division and polarization, it's still possible for countries to come together to agree on a shared response to shared threats. Disturbingly, Ghebreyesus and other panelists who briefly fielded press questions made it clear that the new UN declaration includes measures to combat medical disinformation via social media platforms. The issue was presented as if any contrarian or dissenting perspective or comments on social media against the UNWHO health crusade, no matter their source or veracity, will be dismissed as misinformation, fueled by conspiracy theories. Thus, these UN wonks have an exceedingly rigid medical and social worldview and lack the humility to consider the possibility that having stricter anti-pandemic measures in the future will result in even greater tyranny, coupled with even riskier vaccines rushed to market to address so many alleged inequities.